Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your live connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Hey, everyone. I want to welcome you to February's We Get Results program. It's Tuesday, February 28th, 2017, and I'm your host, Mary Singer Albertson. We Get Results is broadcast on the fourth Tuesday of the month. This audio interview that's coming up will be a repeat of the January program that focused on the Women's March for Women's Rights in D.C., all over the world, globally, all over the U.S. and globally. So there were more than 3 million people total attending. Unbelievable. May even be more than that now that they've counted it all. But anyway, what we are going to listen to on there is it's talking about what we can do now to further women's equality issues and what each of you can do. So January show, we discussed why I do the show and how to connect with groups that you are interested in. And they'll talk about that once I have the recorded part starts. And so there are some organization websites, Facebook pages that I want to let you know about right up front now, a few more that I got from after the show last time. So I'm going to give you those now. So if you have a pen or pencil, some websites for you to look at. One is results.org. That's our volunteer citizens lobby to create the political will to end hunger and poverty. And you can see our successes and our locations of groups all over the United States and in other countries. You can also go to moveon.org that has a positive weekly action to Congress. You can go to sistergiant.com and Marianne, M-A-R-I-A-N-N-E.com, because Marianne Williamson put on a Sister Giant conference a couple weeks ago. It was talking about what's happening now and what we can do to change it. There were many excellent speakers, and the keynote was Senator Bernie Sanders. It's a great recording. It's a great conference that she had, and I listened to it on live stream. So anyway, you can do that if you'd like. There's also a video of the conference. Video conference is now available on those websites. So you can get that so you can hear exactly what all happened. It was fabulous. Another thing that's coming up is International Women's Day, March 8th. There'll be events all over the U.S. So you can look for that and go on that website. There's also another website, which is womensmarch.com, where you can download a postcard to Congress that you can send. Another website or another Facebook page is womensmarchonwashington.michigan. And the lady that's the organizer that comes on and talks to you in a few minutes, Stevie, you can contact her at michigan@womensmarch.com if you have any questions or you want to get involved with a group in your area. Okay, you can contact me, malbertson05@aol.com, and there'll be maybe a few other ones that are on the recorded show from last month. So I guess the whole thing I want to say is that now we know we must all vote. We have to encourage people. We have to take them there. But voting at this point is not enough. We need to volunteer for candidates that back women's issues. We need to donate to them, even if they're in other states. And we know that it's a woman running and is having a difficult time. And I donated to three different women who were running for Senate last election in November, and they all won. And we needed them really badly. And I've heard things from them so far that have been great. So I'm real proud that I did that. And so besides donating to them, you can urge friends and family to vote. Talk about the issues, even if you didn't used to do that with your family. And probably many other things you can find on some of those websites that I gave you. So I just want to thank you for listening. I hope you enjoy the program, and I hope you'll get involved in whatever is important or the most important thing to you. You know, the women still aren't equal. We don't get equal pay. There's so many things happening that make us seem small, but we're not. We are the ones we've been waiting for. And there's no one else coming. It's our turn. We need to work on this right now. We should be all done with this by now. So enjoy the show. Hopefully you'll listen next month also. And have a great day. Take care. Bye. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to We Get Results. It's Tuesday, January 24th, 2017, and I'm your host, Mary Singer Albertson. If you haven't joined me before, We Get Results is aired on the fourth Tuesday of the month at 1 p.m. Eastern. The purpose of my show is to connect listeners to ways they can make a difference on issues that they're passionate about. Because everyone can get results if they know what to do and are passionate about making changes for the betterment of those who have no voice, such as children. So one of the best ways that I've found for one person to make a difference is through the Results Organization. It's results.org. And it isn't the same as the show. That's mine. That's different. But results.org. So we're a volunteer citizens lobby meeting with Congress to create the political will to end hunger and poverty because we could if we wanted to. So check out www.results.org and check on the successes page to see what has been accomplished in nearly 40 years working on the end of hunger and poverty. So anyway, today the show will focus on the Women's March in D.C. and worldwide, and why people are marching. We'll be talking with a woman who attended D.C. March and is an organizer of the Michigan Women to D.C. Why do they march? What came out of the biggest march in history? And what can we do now? This is just the beginning. The founder of Results and Citizens Climate Lobby, Sam Daly Harris, has said, a mouse click to sign a petition is not enough. We need to take action, and we need to talk to our members of Congress. So anyway, we're going to be speaking with two people today, and I don't see Phoebe on the line yet, so I'm going to call on my guest, Lisa Dorado. And Lisa is president of the Northville Democratic Club, and she attended the D.C. March. And she's the mother of two grown daughters, married to a retired federal officer, and in her day job is a chemist. And so, Lisa, are you there?
Hi. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Lisa. Thanks for joining us today. I really appreciate it. I imagine you're still a little tired after all the events all weekend, but we are just really happy to talk to you and get some ideas about what happened, how things just seem to really change from going there to coming home, and what some of the things are that we might be able to do to work on the issues that we're passionate about. And there's all kinds of different issues. So why don't you start, Lisa, to talk about how and why you got first involved in this and in politics, and why did you go to D.C.? So go ahead.
Well, I'm an activist. I got involved about 8 years ago when I was very inspired by President Barack Obama, when his election. I got involved pretty much as he got in, right when he got elected and afterwards. So, but what I really have found out was an average citizen can have a voice in their government. And meeting you, Mary, and learning about results, what you do, learning about what your husband does. I mean, and I don't know that people realize how much of an impact you can have as a citizen. All you have to do is contact your representatives, let them know who you are. And, you know, the march was wonderful. I had planned to go to the inauguration of Hillary Clinton. My dear friend Susan Nichols and I had planned to go, and then when she did not win, and it was President, you know, Donald Trump, we wouldn't have attended until the march came about, and we said, well, you know what, let's go. And as we waited that day, the inaugural day, we thought, wouldn't it be nice if the Women's March had as many people as the inauguration? What we realized is we've had two or three times as many people as the inauguration in Washington alone, not even counting the rest of the nation and the world. So I am so, so heartened. I'm thrilled. I'm excited. Last night we had our Democratic Club meeting, our standard monthly Northville Democratic Club meeting, and we had between two and three times the normal amount of people show up. These people, it was wonderful. We had individuals who marched talk about why they marched, and we also, but people want to learn how to contact their congresspeople. Because, you know, as you said, we could end hunger if we had the political will, and we could take care of our roads and our public schools and our veterans and our environment. We could save our planet. And, you know, I'm very heartened.
Well, that's good. I know. I think it was wonderful. I'm real disappointed because I was going to Lansing to march, and I fell a few days before that. Evidently, I have a fracture in my sternum. Got to go for a CAT scan and see if it's out of place or in place. But I'm glad that I didn't try to go, because, like, even now I'm having a little bit of trouble breathing even while I'm talking.
Oh, dear.
And coughing and sneezing and stuff is a real killer. But anyway.
Yeah.
So, but I'm doing okay, but I was disappointed because I was meeting people in Lansing, and but I got, because I was doing the show today, I got to see everything everywhere, including Antarctica and New Zealand and everywhere all over the world. So I got a lot of information, and I got a lot of inspiration from the people that weren't even in the United States that were marching, because pretty much not, you know, I don't feel like saying it's, you know, against Donald Trump. I would say it's for women's rights. Because women, they, you know, Hillary said women's rights are human rights. And there's a lot of people that we lobby for that are very poor, that are on food stamps, SNAP, or taking advantage of the EITC and child tax credits, Head Start. Some of those safety net programs we're really concerned will not be continuing. So we really need to keep track of our members of Congress and what they're doing. And I know someone said we really should call Congress every day, find out what the thing for today is, and let them know that we're listening and we're constituents. We pay, you know, we pay their salaries. We're the ones that elected them. We're their boss. And, you know, if we don't like what they're doing, then we vote them out. So
absolutely.
I've been lobbying.
And, you know, yes, absolutely. You know, the umbrella of social justice covers us all. So we as women, and our issues are hunger, but they also are the schools and the environment. And I think as women, we are global. We have a global vision around us. It's not just about us. It's about taking care of our families and our, you know, our people, friends who are LGBT. They should have protection. Our Muslim brothers and sisters, they have to have protection. People of color, you know, we are, this is a nation for us all. I think what motivated so many people to go to the march was the hateful rhetoric of Donald Trump. And people said, that is not my America. And I think it was about love. And we, you know, we believe in love and in good.
Yes.
And in being good to your brothers and sisters, to your fellow Americans, to our children. I mean, that's the definition of how we are as a nation. How are we taking care of our children? And I think I think it took something extreme, like a person that spewed such hate as Donald Trump, for all of these people to stand up and say, hold a minute, wait a minute. Someone more moderate wouldn't have motivated us. And, you know, I believe it will be sustained, because in my own life, once I realized that I could have an impact, I even worked harder. And so mm-hmm. I think once people get in and they realize that they're, we, you know, last night a man from Congressman Gary Peter's office was there, and he spoke, we questioned him, and he said, I will go back to Senator Gary Peters, to the senator, and tell him that this is what, you know, is important in Northville. Now, a lot of it was Betsy DeVos, which he will not, right. He will vote against. But, you know, that is such a huge issue. We have so many teachers and all of us that are in the public schools, you know. So, and that was terrific too. You know, so our voices are going right today to Senator Gary Peters. And that is amazing. So
it is amazing. And I think, you know, we've had so many meetings with Senator and then Congressman Gary Peters, and he has really listened to us. I think, you know, one thing that we found that many, not all, but many members of Congress will say to us, thank you for telling me some things that I need to do. You know, we're the ones who elected them. And one person said, you elect us and then you abandon us. You don't tell us anything you want us to do. But it was kind of like, you know, we elected them for a reason. Now, what's the reason and what do we want them to do about it? So we really need to keep in contact, especially now with all new people coming in. And, and I know there's different ones. The other night I was on a move-on call that I think was making Tuesdays, Action Tuesdays, but you can go on moveon.com and take a look at that. But it was all positive actions, like, you know, calling your senators and telling them, you know, that you just really think that there could be a better person for education in Michigan, because we all know Betsy DeVos, and we know that she's not for public education. And 90% of all of our kids in the U.S. are in public schools. So, you know, I was a speech pathologist in the public schools, and I've seen everything there. And so I think there's got to be someone that is just really working for the children and not trying to get rid of public schools. So that's one thing that I'm calling about. But Gary Peters has always seen us. We've seen him in D.C. We see Debbie Stabenow in D.C.
Yes.
And
yes.
They actually, the senators, probably mostly all of them, have a coffee every week in D.C. at their office, maybe at 8 a.m. on a Tuesday. And if you call in and let them know you're coming, and your whole group will get to speak with them for a little bit. And so we do that every year. We have an international conference in D.C. We have all over the United States, we have results groups and 6 different countries, including Australia and Mexico and Canada and others. But
Most
of them have always been happy to see us. And we've even had some call us, and we've even had a conservative rep call us and say, I'm not sure what I should do on this bill. What does results say about voting on this bill? And actually ask us, you know, what results thought about this and stuff like that. It just, and they were on the committee for appropriations. So they were trying to figure out money and all that kind of stuff. And I think once people meet with you and know what you're about, and that, you know, people in D.C. have said, one person that I met even at a store said, oh, your results, we always just look forward to seeing you because you're coming to lobby for, not for yourself, but for others. And we love it when you come.
Yes.
So I think that people think, oh, they don't want to see me or whatever, but that's not true.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, you know, the lobbyists on behalf of, you know, corporations and different organizations, they're all there with the senators and our Congress people here. So we need to tell them, well, okay. And you know what? I often think that as a Democrat, I feel that I'm the voice from people who don't have a voice.
Yeah.
And, you know, like children, like the poor, like people who need. Maybe their lives are too difficult and too complex to be able to do this. And you know what? Truthfully, 25 years ago when I had small children and, you know, was busy and crazy and working, and I couldn't do this either. And now I'm in a position that I can. So it's my turn, you know, to say that I can do. Yes. And, you know, so anyway.
And so I'm
retired. I'm not
so
retired.
You're not retired. That's right. You aren't. You're a busy girl.
My husband is retired, and he takes it on to take care of all the home things so that I have the freedom to do this. And, you know, that's the kind of partnership that we have, and, you know.
Right,
that's it.
You're doing a great job. You're as a president of the Northville Dems, and
you're
reaching out. You're doing activities and meetings and people speaking that people need to hear from. And I think one thing about the march, and I think you touched on it, but I think that women across the country, especially women that are poor single mothers in little tiny towns all over the country, have totally felt alone. Like, you know, I'm by myself. There's nobody else for me that's helping me. I can't even get along on working a couple of jobs because the pay is too low. And I think everything I heard from people on TV or friends have said, you know, it just was such a love fest. You just felt like you were one, and that's the truth. We are all one. We're all one. There was really only one of us here. And all children are our children, not just our biological children.
They are all ours.
Part of the reason I do this, too. But,
I agree.
Anyway,
you know, funny anecdote story. We were there, my friend and I, half a million people, looking for a restroom.
Yeah.
Where are you going to find it? The had porta potties that were full. So we were walking away, and we see a man. He has a little dog, and we said, "Pardon me, can you point us towards a coffee shop, pizzeria, anything? We need a restroom."
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "Come on into my house." Opened up the door, let. You know, and I thought, wow. He said, I couldn't be there. I'm a federal worker. My job doesn't allow me to lobby, you know, to protest because the Hatch Act. But he said, this is my way to help. And I thought, well, you know what? It was really, we were on the bus, on the metro, and some man was handing out hats. Some woman made 2,000 fleece pussy hats, and Susan and I each got one, and
nice.
It was really an amazing, amazing day.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I saw a lot of things in interviews with people that many people just put it out there that they have an extra room in their house and they didn't know each other or anything. And people were staying at different homes, people who opened their home to anyone that was coming in. You know, and I guess I'd wonder, too, what as far as like the atmosphere on the bus going there as opposed to the bus coming home, what did you see as far as differences in the energy or whatever you were seeing?
I was on a plane. I flew home, but the excitement on that plane, it was full of people that were leaving the march. And so as it turned out, there was such terrible fog, we weren't allowed to land in Detroit. They dropped us off in Cleveland. So I called my husband. He rented us a car online. We went to pick it up. There was a woman there who needed to get to Metro Airport as well, where we had to drop the car. We said, come on, get in the car. She turned out to be a labor activist for a women labor group. And so we had just 2 hours of just discussion of how are we going to help other people to be activists.
Yes.
And it was fabulous. I mean, even as you think it would end badly getting dropped in the wrong city, no. Because we spent 2 hours with a really nice woman who was an activist too. And, you know, there was an interesting sign, many great signs, but the one sign was, I don't want to be the man that made this many women angry. And, you know,
that's great.
So
I
think
a lot of
women are like,
signs.
Whole
not that
signs
many that were
that,
just super negative Trump or anything. It was mostly women's rights or human's rights, just lots of, you know, cutesy things and that. But I know that every single march was peaceful. There wasn't one thing that happened anywhere, and I think that just showed what people
incident
can do. Yeah, and I see the totals here I have with all 50 states, 32 countries, including Antarctica, 150,000 in Chicago. I don't know if these are all updated, 500,000 in L.A., 400,000 in New York City, and 3 million total around the world. So it's just unbelievable.
Wow.
My son... My son and daughter-in-law marched in Portland, Oregon. My cousin marched in Marquette, Michigan. And then I know a lot of people that either flew or took the bus to D.C. And after we're done talking, I'm going to talk with one of the ladies that was one of the people who organized the Michigan Women to D.C., or I'll have to find out exactly what she was in charge of. But I think what you said, too, about, you know, organizing and women sticking together, I want to just mention real quick that on February 2nd to 4th, that weekend, the spiritual leader, author, Marianne Williamson, is having her, I think it might be her fourth Sister Giant Conference, which I've been to the first
wow.
two in L.A. This one's in D.C., and her keynote speaker is Bernie Sanders. So
wow.
speaking, she's got other people
wow.
like Congressman Dennis Kucinich, Tom
yep.
Hartman, Robert Thurman, and on and on. So you can go on
wow.
Marianne.com or SisterGiant.com. I don't remember what it was to go as far as price, but I know Marianne always says no one turned away for lack of funds. So I'm sure that there's scholarships
wow.
available. And I think that the live stream for all 3 days is $49. So I'm going to live stream it. I'm not going to go to this one since I have a broken
yeah.
phone. But
yes.
But it was wonderful, the first couple of days. The first couple of days, she had someone from Yale that was in, like, the women's college on showing people how to run for office. So we had actually someone come to L.A., and talked about everything people should do to start running for office, and Marianne had everybody come up on stage that was either going to run or help somebody run, and she hoped everyone would be in one of those categories. So that's going on February 2 to 4, and I know that MoveOn.org is doing actions every week, and I'm sure there's
yep.
other things if people want to email me at malbertson05@aol.com or on Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. I'd be glad to answer any questions. And anything else you want to get into, Lisa, before we go?
No, you know, thank you for letting me talk. And I you know what, I've seen such an uptick. We're going to keep working, keep moving forward. But the important thing, it is in a positive way, you know, showing that we want a better world and we want to be part of that change to make it a better world.
Yes, I think the thing that I'm not sure who it was, if it was Martin Luther King or Gandhi or Archbishop Desmond Tutu or who, but it's like, okay, the change is now. We are the ones we've been waiting for. There's no one else coming. We're it. We're in charge. It's our time. So we have to.
And you know,
say,
exactly.
Oh, I can't do this. 'Cause there's also things you can do, either calling on your phone or emailing Congress. The only hard thing is you don't want to send like a letter to D.C. because it takes forever to go through the anthrax.
Yes.
But you can send postcards. You can find out who the aide is that's in charge of, you know, say SNAP, food stamps. You know, we've had so many meetings with them that the big deal is trying to get a relationship with all the people in the congressperson's office. And we pretty much have that. We meet with everyone at home here in Michigan and in D.C. And for the most part, everybody's really happy to see us. And, you know, I think, you know, like someone said, maybe you're not going to try to call every day, but every week there should be something up somewhere. And you can probably find other websites. I don't know if you have anything else, Lisa, as far as another type of website.
Well, we're going to be organizing through the Northville Dems a resistance
okay.
group, and just so that we
uh-huh.
can contact Trot when there's some vote coming up that
yes.
that we are concerned he might not vote the way we'd like, just to say,
right.
look, we'd like you to vote this way, and here is why. Now,
mm-hmm.
we will also be making some calls to our senators. They are both Democrats, but they need to know,
mm-hmm.
even if we think they're going to be doing what we'd like, they need to know that citizens are out there. Yes, we agree. Betsy DeVos is a
right.
really bad choice. You know,
yeah,
she's a really bad choice. And so,
we can thank them for something. You can look up their record, and you can
yes.
say, I'm really glad that you supported.
Yes.
Please continue to work on these programs for the poor and the the children that have nothing. We cannot let them down and get rid of the only thing they have. And then they're talking, you know, Social Security or Medicaid. That kind of stuff affects all the poor kids, kids that have challenges, you know, so we really need to talk about that. So anyway, thank you for all you do.
Okay,
and for,
so
all the
pleasure.
Work you're doing with Northfield Dems. And, you know,
and
people
thank
can go
you.
On.
And, you're okay, an inspiration.
Oh,
you're,
thank you.
You're
I,
an inspiration to me. You
oh.
have been since we've known each other. I've known you for many years since we've been calling. And so is Peter. You know, I think,
yeah.
you know, wow. You're, people. There's people that talk about it and people that do it. And you're definitely a doer. And you know what?
Oh, well,
thank you.
Right. But we need everybody to do it. And if I didn't mention
we
that,
need
my husband
everybody.
My husband is the head of a citizens climate lobby group in the Detroit area. So they lobby Congress on climate the way we lobby Congress on hunger and poverty. So they're going to
yep.
have a real challenge also. And if anybody is interested in the Detroit area in lobbying Congress about climate change, that you get in touch with me and I'll get you in touch with him. So thanks again,
yep.
Lisa.
Thank
I
you.
Am,
we'll
I
talk to you
great
soon, Mary.
And, I will talk to you soon. I'm sorry I couldn't get the meeting
okay.
last night. I would love to go. So you take
and
care.
Yes, I hope you're feeling better.
Thank you. I am.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Lisa.
Thank you.
Call. Take care. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Okay. All right. You know, Lisa's a great person. She just is so kind and conscious of what's happening to everyone, and not just the top 1%. It's like we need to take care of everyone and elect people that are going to work for everyone. I like the saying, God bless the whole world, no exceptions. We need to work for everyone. You know, there's 16,000 children dying every day worldwide of starvation and preventable disease, and we can do something about that. So if you go on results.org, you can find out more about that. So anyway, I'm going to go on. So I see Phoebe on there, and we are now going to talk to Phoebe Hopps, and she's a community organizer and activist, a native New Yorker turned Michigander, who resides in the Traverse City area, while she works with community events, fundraising, and event planning. So let me see. Phoebe, are you there?
Hello, this is Phoebe.
Hi, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me on your program today. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. We're just really anxious to hear, you know, about how you became involved and why you were marching and what you did for organizing. So
absolutely. Sure. You know, the day after the election, I woke up like a bus hit me, and I wanted to – well, I didn't want to do anything that day, but I went online eventually, and I saw that someone had started a march on Washington
mm-hmm.
and for women's rights. And, you know, New York had a page. So I assumed that, you know, I said Michigan needs one too. So I created the
yeah.
Michigan page, and within a week, we had over 250,000 hits on the page. Quarter of a
oh,
million.
Wow.
By the end of the week, we also had about 7,000 likes and follows on the page. So I realized that we were onto something really huge at that point. So we harnessed that power and divided by regions. And then from there, we just realized that it was more of a logistical issue where we were just trying to get everyone on buses and, you know, try to get everyone kind of organized in their own communities, whether it be by
mm-hmm.
fundraising or, you know, community events to gather and kind of get energized as a group before the trip. So it was
uh-huh.
a really exciting time. And I think a lot of people really grasped onto it and invited their friends and family. And it was just amazing the attention that we got and excitement.
Yeah, it really was something. And, I pretty much watched the whole thing because I wasn't able to march, and
oh,
it was
hope you
great.
Feel better.
Oh,
yeah.
Thanks. I got to go in for a CT scan to see if my sternum is out of place or not. So
oh my.
Say a prayer for being in the right place. And anyway, so I got to see everything. And, I mean, I got inspired just from watching the whole thing. I couldn't even believe the numbers and how peaceful everything was. Maybe you can talk to did you take the bus? I didn't ask you.
No, I had driven down because I had meetings prior.
Okay.
And I actually attended a wonderful seminar on Friday as my anti-inauguration event. I went to I was invited to the National Press Club, where I attended an event, She Should Run, and it was it was run by Huffington Post and Bustle, and it was really inspiring. Michael Moore had spoken, and it really talked about the different resources that women have to run for office. You know, one of the most inspiring things we had heard that day, you know, whether to get involved in your local government, even if it's to run for your town, your city commission or your city office, or, you know, it really matters. And we need to get more women involved in government, even if it's just to get that speed bump on your block, you know, something that small, you know, makes a huge difference and saves lives. And it's that sense of urgency that really, you know, no matter how shy you are, you know, this is something that is inspiring courage in women to get involved. And it's been the coolest thing, I think, that I've seen come out of this. So, you know, since we've gotten back, I thought I would get a break, like a day or two's rest where I've been on my computer all day. Honestly, it's been, again, the 18-hour days have started again. Just everyone is fired up and ready to go. And we are really trying to harness this momentum and develop it into smaller communities. So we're basically taking all of the momentum from national and bringing it back into the states and into the smaller communities. Other organizers on the Michigan board and I, such as my friend Lydia Armenta, we're going to try to divide by congressional districts and really partner with Democratic Party, you know, organizations and groups, as well as groups such as Indivisible, the 100 Days of Resistance organizations, and really try to get really organized on a very, very local community level, you know, and from there be able to reach out to groups that are marginalized, such as the Native Americans. Our friend Megan Collier, who led the UP, she really wants to reach out to the Chippewa Indians this week and really find out how us as Democrats and liberals, how we can better serve their communities, whether it be Native Americans, Latinos, Latinas, even undocumented immigrants. I mean, these are women, I believe there were over 900 from Michigan, undocumented immigrants, Mexican, Latin, also Russian, Polish, and they made their trip. They made their pilgrimage to Washington, D.C., and marched with us. You know, we did not make such a big deal of it on the news or in press at the time, but, you know, they are our sisters and brothers, and we do represent them, you know. And I know you asked me, you brought up why I march. You know, I march.
Yes.
I was very lucky and fortunate. I grew up on Long Island in New York, and I had a great education, great, you know, everything was handed to me on a silver platter in a way. And I really, you know, I marched for people who did not have that. I was there for people who couldn't even make it to the march, you know, because it's my job, I think, to represent and stick up for people and, you know, and rally and help people get the proper education and reach levels of education and, you know, social, I don't know what you would call it. Sorry, but anyway, I think I talked enough. Sorry.
That's good. I think that, like I said at the beginning of the program, people sometimes they just don't know what to do. They have no idea how to start.
Yeah.
So we just need somewhere to go in an organization. And like with Results, it is on trying to end hunger and poverty. But when you think about poverty, so much stuff is included in there. You know, they don't have health care. They it's a single mom working two, maybe even three jobs at minimum wage, and she can't feed her four children or whatever children. And everything really goes back to that. So Results has been working on that for almost 40 years. One person on our board, Marianne Williamson, is having the Sister Giant weekend February 2nd to 4th. And she's been on the board.
Absolutely, I'll be there.
Are you going?
I'm going.
You're going?
I will be there.
Good.
Yes.
Oh, good.
I made the decision last night.
And people that are interested and can't go or can go, go to sistergiant.com. And like I said earlier, Marianne, you know, will say, no one turned away for lack of funds, so there'd be partial scholarships or scholarships.
That's great.
And if you want to live stream and you're at home, like me, with a broken sternum,
I'm going to live stream it.
And it's something like $49 for 3 days to live stream. So it's just something people shouldn't miss. It's about people getting more women to run for Congress. It's about how to run for Congress. I said earlier, it's Bernie Sanders is the keynote with other very important people on there giving people ideas on what to do. So if anyone has any questions about any of that, please contact me, you know, through We Get Results on Value Buying Spirit Radio or M. Albertson, S-O-N-A-L-B-E-R-T-S-O-N, M. Albertson 05 at AOL.com. And I'll be glad to get you in contact with someone. You know, if you need a scholarship and you want to go to this, I've been to two, and then I can't remember if this is four. I think this might be number four, and I've live streamed, you know, the other one. But it's amazing once you find out. And like with Results, like we lobby Congress, and same with Citizens Climate Lobby. Well, Results has a wonderful office in D.C. So if we're with a member of Congress and we go meet with them, and we'd like you to send a letter to the head of, you know, whatever, the Agriculture Committee or whatever, head of that, and they say, well, can you send us an example letter? And when we contact the Results Office in D.C., something will go out immediately to that office. And there's so much help. And if there are people that just want to call the office and there's some particular issue that's up that Results is telling about, they will also give you, you know, a couple of sentences or a paragraph of something that if you feel like saying, you don't have to, you can use that, and you know exactly what you're saying. When you're on the phone, you know, nobody can see you, so you can be looking at whatever you want. So it's very easy on the phone, and you only talk to the person that answers the phone in the office anyway. You're not talking to the congressperson. So you really know way more than the person that answers the phone about your issue. So that's that.
Absolutely.
And how about you as far as do you want to contact any kind of contact, or do you have any other groups that are starting to activate or anything like that?
Absolutely. So we're in the process, of turning the Women's March Michigan chapter into a nonprofit. You can reach me if you're interested. Just shoot me an email. It's michigan@womensmarch.com. You know, we really are
Michigan,
trying to partner.
Michigan, all written out?
Yeah, Michigan, M-I-C-H-I-G-A-N, at womensmarch.com. And if you sign up and you can mention you were on the radio show, you heard me, and we're going to be bringing this out over the next week or so. And, you know, we really, really, really need to partner with the already existing committees and you know, organizations such as, I loved hearing with the Northville Michigan Democrats. That was so great.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to even get involved and work with them, because we don't need to reinvent the wheel. And there is just so much opportunity, you know, out there for everyone. So I really, really think that, you know, this is really exciting what we're doing.
Yeah,
we're excited to get involved
you know,
and see where we fit in.
Right. And if somebody has questions for you, you know, besides about the you know, the new things you're doing, for any questions, send to that email, and Phoebe can get back to you, and I can
absolutely
get back to you. And I know the head of Results or Citizens Climate Lobby, someone said, you do not need to invent the wheel. There are groups out there that would love to have you helping them do what they're already doing. So don't worry about you having to do anything much except, you know, maybe phone calls or going to their office. And like I said before, they are anxious to see people that are their constituents, because you're the one that could vote them out of their job if you want.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I was hearing a little bit of noise on the line, but I think it's gone.
Anyway. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm out in Virginia. I'm still in D.C. area right now, so it's kind of a, yeah.
Hey, Well, and I thought it was cool, too. I don't remember now. What airline was it that turned on the pink lights in the airplane in honor of the Women's March? Did you see that?
Oh, yes, I did. I saw it on one of my pages. And it's really cool how people have really reached out to us and really embraced this. And it's, you know, this is a bipartisan movement.
Yeah.
This is not... It's not political. It's personal. I walked around,
yeah.
You know, we marched alongside Republicans, Independents, Green Party, you know, all sorts of people. And I think that, you know, this movement, it's just really about women's rights. We are not equal in the workplace. We're not equal in education.
No.
You know, you're treated differently. And, you know, this is just something I can't believe we're still – you know, protesting things like this. It's 2017. So, you know, we really, really want to work with this momentum. And, you know, we were just also outstanding. It was outstanding the amount of men marching alongside all the women
yeah.
at this march. You turn around
yeah.
and you look, my own husband came, Christian, and it was just absolutely amazing and really heartwarming. Mm. So,
yeah,
you know,
because
it needs to change.
My... Yeah.
yeah.
I didn't realize, but I was pleasantly surprised to see pictures of my son and his wife in Portland, Oregon, marching there. And,
yeah.
So that was really cool, and I know that he will help out also with anything that's going on that can be for benefit for the people, like you said, who have no voice. Children don't
Absolutely.
Have any power, they have no money. And the poor
yeah.
don't have any money, so they can't give it to politicians. So they don't mean
I know.
Much to the politicians, but we have to make sure
exactly.
that they realize that all of us are their constituents, and they need to report to all of us, not just the top 1%. Everyone,
I agree.
Everyone's lives all matter, and so I love what you're doing. Anything else?
Thank you
about
so much.
Stuff that's coming up? Pardon?
Well, just mark your calendar. International Women's Day is on March 8th, and through the Michigan website, through the Michigan Facebook page. It's Women's March on Washington, Michigan, on Facebook. We'll be posting a lot of different international women's events, as well as, you know, the 100 days, the 10 actions in 100 days. Right now, our first action is to write postcards to our congressmen and Senate. And if you visit mm-hmm. womensmarch.com, you can easily download that postcard to send to your local government or your government out in D.C., so that's also that's our first move of resistance that we are doing here in Michigan.
Can you just list like a sentence or so about what they're writing about this week?
This week, it's primarily about DeVos. You know, she is not.
Oh, okay.
We reject her as, you know, for the position in education. She is not qualified.
Right.
She was put
no.
there, you know, because of money in her pockets, not because of any type of education experience or qualifications.
Right.
So DeVos is the number one hit this week. But, you know, we're also really, I'm appalled that, you know, how Trump is going to be signing something against Standing Rock and our environment. I think that the pipeline is disastrous, as do many people. You know, we marched alongside many water keepers, and it was really, you know, really, really horrible to think that the environment is going to go to hell for 4 years, you know, while he's president.
Right. Yeah.
But
the EPA person did not get okayed yet, right?
No, I do not believe so.
Cabinet?
No. But that
what
also
was remember what his name is? I forget now. We can
I'm,
look it up.
My mind's a little overwhelmed right now. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I know. And as far as Betsy DeVos, people aren't from Michigan or are. You will remember when her husband was trying to run for governor. Everybody was pretty appalled because he was a billionaire. And with her,
exactly.
the other thing that really upset me was that she, from her own mouth, said, when I give these huge donations, and I mean millions of dollars she's giving to candidates, when
yeah.
I give that, I expect something in return. She actually
exactly.
said that. And I'm like, you
yeah.
got to be kidding me. You know, and all she's done is that 90% of our kids in public schools, and she wants to get rid of them. And put in what?
Yeah,
so many of the charter schools have been shown to have horrible results and not enough
I know.
Ways
and, you know,
to test them.
And public school teachers are especially prepared. I mean, the charter schools do not have as rigid of qualifications for their teachers. Public school teachers go through hoops and amazing work to get qualified to work in public school. It's devastating what this would do for education in America now.
Yeah.
Michigan was one thing, and we're dealing with it now, but this is going to affect the entire United States. It's the dumbing down of America. That's what it is.
Right.
So,
and I was,
but
anyway. I was a speech therapist in the public schools for like 32 years, so I've seen what's happening. I've seen what has happened with these schools that they have the vouchers or charter schools. And the other thing that happened, and she didn't realize, she didn't even realize that there was a federal law for people with disabilities that she had to follow. She didn't even know there was one. And
it's ridiculous.
The public schools, what happens is if someone decides to go to a charter school, you know, they go, but if they're anything that they're low in or they're disruptive or they have a disability, they kick them out. They send them back to the school. So only the people there are the average to above average, no problem student, and that's it. And public schools have so much more, have so many more resources to help those kids. So that's about it for me on that. But
that'll create more Trump voters.
So anyway, so anything else as far as, you know, the energy or what changed from getting there to coming home or anything else you want to say before we close?
No, I think just keep us in mind. You know, you can reach me anytime at Michigan@womensmarch.com, especially if you want to get involved. We're looking for people who have experience in community organization and nonprofit work to join our leadership team. So just reach out to me. And I really, really enjoyed speaking with you, and I love your program.
Me too. And I'll put this link out on Facebook, but this is in the archives, so people can go on the archives of Body, Mind, Spirit Radio and go on results. We get results. And can find this or go at results.org and check out everything we're doing and what we've done. And, you know, the conservative, you know, majority in Congress, the Republican Party, we lobbied about this because they wanted to cut $40 billion out of SNAP, out of food stamps in the next 10 years. Well, excuse me, but that will hardly change anything of the other things because it's such a small amount, you know, such a small amount now, and the people, and they won't up the minimum wage, so there's so many more people that qualify to do food stamps because they've either lost their home or their job, or their job does not, and something has to give somewhere. We have to help these people, and I don't know, we just have work to help these people. So, also, you know, email me, like I said, malverson05@aol.com. Thanks again for all you're doing, Phoebe, and I'd love to get involved and get some meetings and things going in the Detroit area.
Absolutely.
Okay, take care. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Have a great day, everyone.
Take care. Thank you for listening, everyone. Bye-bye.